Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, A Regal Response to Holy Light, and is found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 15. Jupiter and Saturn are the largest planets in our solar system. On or about December 21st of this year, they will be the closest to each other as they ever are. When this very rare event happens, those of us on Earth can see them in the sky and what appears to be a special light or star in the heavens. The last time they were this visible, according to astronomers, was almost 800 years ago. Some say this phenomenon could have been the Christmas light or star mentioned in the Bible that appeared when Jesus was born. Today's lesson is about what the Bible called a star that certain men call Magi or Mangus followed to locate Jesus. The lesson title refers to them as regal, and in some Christian traditions, they are referred to as kings. There is even a song called We Three Kings of Orient. We often sing about them. But the word used to describe in the Bible to describe them doesn't mean king, nor does it give the number of them. The number three was most likely arrived at because the Bible mentions three gifts that they presented to the child. But this does not in any way definitively mean there were only three magi. The lesson title uses the word regal. Regal implies royalty, majesty, or something related to a monarchy. However, the word magi is more closely related to magicians, wise men, teachers, priests, physicians, astrologers, seers, interpreter of dreams, augurs, soothsayers, sorcerers, and the like. In fact, it is the same word used to describe those who asked Paul to sell them the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 13 in verses 6 through 8. So there is not anything really regal that will properly characterize them. But they were men of inquiry and wanted to find out the meaning of the star. They saw and then to Bethlehem. They sought help to locate the newborn child who they call King of the Jews from King Herod in Jerusalem. The king couldn't help them, but told them to let him know where to find him if they locate him. Exactly how the star appeared and led them to Jesus is a mystery. Nevertheless, by following the star, they found him and presented him with their gifts and returned without revealing the location to the king after being warned not to by God in a dream. Through another dream, an angel instructed Joseph to flee to Egypt to escape those who wanted to kill Jesus, which also fulfilled a prophecy concerning Jesus. The family stayed in Egypt until it was safe to return to Nazareth. Yes, the response was indeed regal, but not because of the Magi, but because of Jesus, who was born to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday School at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arose from the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comments section of the preview and I will get back to you. So, as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.